HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Hello and welcome to this December 11th, 2019 Healing Sound Show here on HealthyLife.net with me, Jonathan Goldman. And in keeping with our tradition of doing the December show featuring myself and my wife, Andy Goldman, that's what we're going to do. Andy and I are really looking forward to sharing with you about our activities in the world of sound. Over the past year, including new recordings, new products, as well as various events, and this will be a special call-in show in which we'll have the ability to take calls directly to the caller.
And I would love to get calls coming in, and the number is 800-555-5453, an easy number, 555-5453, or 310-371-5443. But we'll be reiterating that number as the show goes on.
And in keeping with the tradition of introducing the guests for the show, here's a brief bio for us. Andy, take it away.
All right. And I would love to read Jonathan Goldman's bio.
Again, Well, we've been having a little technical difficulty today, so thank you for bearing with us, and I trust that you are. That was my beloved wife, Andy, who is a psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy, and the co-author with me of two books, Chakra Frequencies and The Humming Effect. I could give her praises for the entire hour because she's an extraordinary being, but folks, I have to tell you that sometimes the divas of electricity and sound do interesting things. And the divas of electricity, play with us sometimes, and today is one of those days, so I really trust that Andy and I will be able to talk to you about, because we spent a lot of time working with this show, and particularly expecting for you all to call in, because by gosh and by golly, this is a fabulous call-in show, and we were taken aback a little bit, but of course fluidity is the major place of being in this world today.
And Jonathan, I just want to say to our listeners, we really apologize because we don't know what those divas elect of technology were doing, but we hope that everyone can hear us really beautifully now and we can go ahead and begin the show, because we have put a lot of preparation into this show and we are excited to be presenting it to all of our listeners today, this end of the year, end of 2019, last show of the year.
Totally. And for a moment, we're just going to vamp a little bit. I mean, sort of just improvise a little bit in the event that we our voices go off again. Maintained our people who are have been listening and have not gone, oh my goodness gracious, but Jay Kuz, our fabulous engineer, has actually been playing some music for this thing. So once again, this is the Healing Sound Show, testing 1-2, with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my beloved wife, Andy Goldman. And you all know Andy because she's, among other things, my partner, my co-author of The Humming Effect and Chakra Frequencies, and you know, we teach together and work together and play together, and I celebrate life with her. And thank you. Hi, Andy.
Oh, Jonathan, and we often co-host the show, and this is a call-in show, and I would like to read out the number once again for people who would like to call in with questions or comments. That number, 800-555-5453. Once again, 555-5453. That's an 800 number. Please, if anyone has questions or comments, we are ready for you.
Indeed, indeed. So, Andy, where shall we begin? Because bottom line is, for me, one of the... on a very personal level, folks, today is December 11th, and on, yes.
And on December 7th, just a few days ago, our beloved Jonathan entered into the 7.0 version of his evolution. He turned 70. He joined the 70 Club. And Jonathan, that was such an important turning point. It is in anyone's life, really. And I would just love to know how it felt for you and, you know, what revelations you may have just had aha moments about. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, thank you, Andy. It's kind of an interesting phenomena because version 7.0, by gosh and by golly, I spent the day really in quiet contemplation and really compassionate meditation, trying to really assess what has happened in my life and what's going to happen. And by goodness gracious, it's just been an extraordinary, extraordinary time and place. And this, you know, I really give thanks for all the different things that have happened. And bottom line is that, you know, when I was younger, golly gee, 70 just seems so old.
I know.
But there's so many of us now who are in this kind of category, some a little younger, You are.
Well, and Jonathan, also, when I think about, you know, that number, 70, it's only a number, obviously. But really what it says to me is that the wisdom that you have accumulated through life experiences. And I like to say, hey, you've just been evolving, honey, for all those many years. But that evolutionary process really imbues you with so much more wisdom and knowledge. And I just want our listeners to hear that piece.
Well, I mean, what is so interesting, we'll be talking a little bit more about this later, I trust, but the fact that sound healing really seems to be infiltrating the public consciousness right now, and that is so extraordinary because, by gosh, back in the early 1980s, when I first began to investigate this and got the message to, if you like, start really investigating the uses of sound and music for healing, it was extraordinary. There was so little of that going on, and I spent so long researching, working with different masters and teachers and scientists and mystics who work with sound, and then ultimately founding the Sound Healers Association and Spirit Music Inc. and doing all these different things. And now, by gosh and by golly, it's been just an amazing phenomenon to see all this stuff going on.
And Jonathan, I just want to honor that you really are a founding pioneer in the field of sound as a healing modality in the modern term that we now incorporate. And you just, how many years ago, I think 35, 40 years ago, and of course I've had the joy and the honor and the pleasure of working with you for 25 years. And so I know what you have actually accomplished and the wisdom holder that you are now as an elder. What a blessing to be able to share from that vantage point. And you're right, sound healing is taking off, and you helped get that off the ground, honey.
So, you know, on a level, it was so interesting in trying to figure out, you know, what, you know, I'll be talking, we'll be talking about the fact that this has, for the most part, been an extraordinary time of online classes, for the, you know, want of something better to say. And not only, you know, among other things, I assisted in the creation of this online sound healing summit that featured our office manager, beloved Alex Sims, and then I did something for the Shift Network called Sacred Vibrational Frequencies, which is a 7-week course. And not so long before that, I had actually done something for Hay House, and I think we call that the Power of Sound Healing. And they're both very, very different workshops, and we may talk about that you know, and not to this in the future, but it's so interesting. There's so many, the online summit had something like 35 different people. And some of them were very, very dear friends of mine, have been in this field for a really long time, like John Bouyou, Vicky Dodd, Joshua Leeds, et cetera.
John Stewart Reed.
Yes.
There were so many wonderful pioneers themselves in this field of sound. But it was a really gorgeous opportunity for more and more people to be exposed to the power of sound as a healing modality, because sound can help us in so many ways to get into that more balanced feeling within ourselves, and to really shift our frequencies into higher realms of consciousness.
Totally. So, I mean, bottom line is that, because we're going to be going into commercial in about a minute or two, and I'd just like to suggest that, you know, if you're into, if you've got some thoughts or comments that you'd like to add about my work, Andy's work, your work, or just the world of sound, call us at
5-800-555-5453.
And we would love to take your call and talk to you, because that would be way cool. And we're going to be talking more about, like, so what changes and shifts have occurred in the world of sound, and what is perhaps the most important sonic event that's going to be occurring in the next 2020 realm, from my perspective, and perhaps from yours, and maybe things that we can all do to co-create this together. But in the interim, we're going to go now to a commercial. So you're with me, Jonathan Goldman.
And Andy Goldman.
And this is the Healing Sound Show. And we trust that the divas of electricity, sound, and whatnot will be kind to us now that they've had their little joke, and they won't boot us off the air. And that we'll be back with you as soon as we come back from commercial break. Thank you.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Those old divas of electricity and sound playing with us again. Hello, my friends. This is me, Jonathan Goldman. It's the December 11th Healing Sound Show. And my special guest actually is my wife, Andy, and myself, because we're both here, and it's a Healing Sounds call-in show. And we had a caller or two, and they may have gotten disconnected or not. So let's see what happens. If they didn't, we are here to take your call. If not, we'll talk to you. So first we'll take a break and see. Hello, is there anyone there? Guess not yet. Okay. So
hopefully they will,
right,
they will get back. And please do call in 800-555-5453.
Here we go.
Oh, Stephen.
How are you, Jonathan and Andy? How's everything?
Oh, Stephen, we're glad you're back online, and thank you for calling.
Okay, I'm calling from New Jersey. About 2 years ago in the Open Center, around this time, I met John Below and Thea. And then I had, after that, I had, I was fortunate to be around them several times after that. And I just recently took Jonathan's class on the, on the Shift Network, the vibration class, and I really enjoyed learning the great detail. And then
I
was going through my books, and I have the old book. I had the chakra frequencies for a long, long time. I didn't realize I had the book. And then I was going through the book just recently, and the other book, the Shift and Frequencies, and I noticed about the newer sound, the angel chakra. I just want to let you know. No, it blew me right off the charts, right out of the water, when, because I'm familiar with the Eastern term of Noah and stuff. I just want to let you know. When Jonathan explained that, I went into a whole nother. This took me into a whole different level. I appreciate learning and appreciating. I got a chance to read your material and find you, because this has been a blessing. This has been a blessing. I just want to let you know I'm very grateful. Hello?
Hi.
Did you hear me?
Have we faded out now?
Yeah. Did you hear me, John?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. So that was Stephen, we want to thank you. What part of Jersey are you from?
Bayonne, New Jersey, near Hudson County, right outside the Holland Tunnel. Stone Ridge up in there, John's house, a couple of classes and stuff. But when I hear about the angel, the chakra and the north sound and stuff, that's the first I heard of with you. And I just ordered the Humming book and other books. I'm taking this. I'm really lifting off with this, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate, you being a pioneer. And Andy, I really appreciate having an opportunity to even talk with you, and hopefully one day I'll meet you in person.
Stephen, thank you so much, and you really appreciate it.
I just ordered some books from the website and some CDs and stuff, the music, but I really, I like to meet young person. I want to learn more about the angel chakra and the north sound, because I know how potent and powerful it is. I know it's a real, real special thing that you found and upon it. You know, as soon as I seen that, I had to stop the book. I almost dropped the book out of my hand. That's how powerful it hit me. I really appreciate it. So I just want to let you know how grateful I am, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with you.
I want to say that the angel chakra is way cool, and I also want to say that, you know, since having recently turned 70, I was like, what really are my passions? For myself, because once again, the world of sound healing has really hit mainstream consciousness. And there are two major sounds I just want to share with you, or just thoughts, if I can. The first one is that I was really guided that this year I need to empower and reinvestigate something called the divine name, which is really, really cool. It's a sound that I also stumbled upon probably in the mid 90s, and I've written a book about that and done a number of recordings, including with Greg Braden, also World Sound Healing Day. We'll talk more about that, Andy.
And we'll talk more about these. But, Jonathan, I believe we have another caller on the line.
All righty.
We'd be delighted to take the call.
Okay. Is there someone there?
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi. Great. Hi. Who is this?
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Wow. Well, I just wanted to thank you for taking my call. I just recently discovered your work, and it really, really resonates with me. And my question was, how can someone who is new to this work kind of dive on in and get started? I mean, this was kind of brand new to me, like I said, but it really called to me. However, I'm kind of on a budget, so I'm a little bit intimidated by all of the purchases and
things. Oh, Lord.
And things,
yeah, say no more. Say no more. I got it. I got it. Because, Carol.
Yes.
Say hi, Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Carol, hi there. Hi, Jonathan. Nice to be here.
Yeah, we wrote this book called The Humming Effect. And the reason that we wrote the book was that we wanted to basically find a sound that everyone could do, okay, so they wouldn't, like, judge themselves on, oh, they don't have a good enough voice or something like that, because who can't hum, right? And also a sound that was really, really powerful. So we wrote this book, The Humming Effect, and it's won a number of awards. And what's amazing is that more and more people who are sound healing teachers are now beginning to focus their attention on the hum. And Andy, would you like to say something?
You know, Carol, I tell you, to just be starting out in the world of sound healing, humming, as simple as that sounds, it is actually so profound. And one of the things that Jonathan and I, our practice every day, we will hum for even just 5 minutes. Even if you hum for 1 minute, you're going to gain benefit. But as you begin to hum, it's like giving yourself an internal massage. And before you know it, you begin to balance and align your body, your mind, your spirit. That is the easiest way to open up and begin to study and feel. You know, sound is such an experiential thing. And when you feel the sound in your body.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio on the web.
Hello, welcome back to this, the Healing Sound Show, December 11, 2019, with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my beloved guest, Andy
Goldman, welcome back.
And the fabulous divas of electricity and and Sound who are playing with us this time, but I think we have a caller.
I believe we do. Chantel.
Hi there. Hi, Jonathan and Andy.
Hi there. Happy to take your call.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, actually, for opening this up for me to have the opportunity to talk to you guys. I have been really connected to your work since August of this year, and I wanted to share just a personal testimony to help give listeners the power of the work that you guys are doing. So back in 2017, in April, I suffered from a life-threatening heart arrhythmia, and I had suffered for the next 2 years with just really bad irregularity in my heartbeat. Even after my heart procedure, things still weren't good. And I came across your work, and it helped me, especially doing the humming, and I have your chakra app, just really getting calm to do the actual practices. It has actually helped regulate my heartbeat, and the panic attacks and the anxiety that I was getting have gone away. It's so powerful that I had to just tell you guys in person that my life has been transformed because of you, and I've even signed up with your Sound Healers Association. I have a profile now because I want to start sharing your work with other people because it's that powerful. Like, it's amazing. I learned about the vagus nerve and how the sound healing, the practices that we use with our voice, and especially with the harmonics, it really regulates the nerve in the nervous system. And I credit you both for the work that you've done to help me kind of get into this.
Oh, Chantel, thank you from our hearts for sharing that, because sound is so powerful, and to hear your personal experience with sound, I know that can help other people as well. So thank you. Thank you, and thank you.
I just want to acknowledge that it's real. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's really real. I'm hugely into the power of our, shall we say, ability to create whatever reality we want through our, consciousness, through what could be called the placebo effect or whatnot. But there's something really, really special about humming. And you don't have to believe in it in order for it to work. You know, just taking a couple of nice, deep breaths and sounding forth of the hum. The trouble is, it's not what they call sexy. People, you know, want some sort of really fabulous device or, you know, whatnot for sound healing.
Bowl
or gong or whatnot. But who would have thought that the hum could be so absolutely, positively powerful?
And I want to say that the actual use of our own self-created sound coming from our own voice can be actually life-changing. And Chantel, thank you for calling in. We sure appreciate it.
Amazing. Thanks for having me, guys. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, too. And by gosh and by golly, I want to say real quick in terms of what's been happening over the year, well, I just had a brand-new release, too, called Moon Over Bali, and that actually is what our fabulous engineer Jay was playing a little bit when my voice dropped out, and I wonder, just because it's so really cool and got so many different things that, about 2 minutes before the commercial or whatnot, maybe Jay, maybe you could just play track one on that for a moment, and when that comes up, let me know. And in the interim, also telling you that our intention enhancer, Tuning Forks, won the Visionary Award for something this year in terms of a product, which is you don't need products. Sometimes they can be fun things to play with. An album that I created as a cassette more than, God, in the mid-80s with a fellow by the name of Laraji, just got released on vinyl, which is kind of crazy. But there seems to be a vinyl comeback, and some company wanted to put it out, so we let them do that.
And Jonathan, I just, as you're talking about the vinyl and the beautiful, beautiful Celestial Reiki,
yeah,
from Laraji, I'd like to give a shout-out to Laraji and RG.
Yeah.
And Laraji is what actually we consider to be the godfather of ambient music. And when we heard Celestial Reiki on vinyl, it just blew us away. You know, it's something that we don't hear that often, and there's such quality to the sound.
And Jay, if you're listening in, I know you've probably got it queued up already, but maybe this would be a great time to listen to Rainbows of Venus, which is a recording that I did with Laraji this year that just got released on all sorts of things like iTunes and Spotify, or whatever comes up for the next 2 minutes when it's time to start playing. That'd be way cool. So, either one will be probably pretty mellow and relaxing and really nice for you. So, Rainbows of Venus.
Here it is. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
That I did with Laraji, and we just got it put out on iTunes and Spotify and whatnot, and you can go to the Healing Sounds website to get it, but it's really relaxing. I have to admit, as a that Andy and I frequently will just have a lovely, lovely time listening to that together.
Well, and the beautiful thing about sound, Jonathan, and sound healing is that listening is such a powerful way to begin to work with sound, because, you know, it goes in through our ears and into our nervous system, our brain waves. It is called psychoacoustics.
Psychoacoustics.
And of
yes.
course, vibroacoustics is when it actually, when we actually have a device that we put on our body, or our sound goes into our body. But psychoacoustics is a beautiful way of opening up to sound. And certainly, when a sound is created with the intention of healing and shifting consciousness, such as the many recordings you've done, and this
yeah.
one with Laraji and RG.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's powerful.
And the one that was just released on December 6th, it's funny, that's called Moon Over Bali. So we have Moon Over Bali and Rainbows of Venus, which are, I think, two sonic journeying things. And I like them very much, and they're both very psychoacoustically powerful. And, I give thanks for that. I give thanks for the fact that, so many people have really, achieve some sort of positive experience from this and from our work. So we give thanks to everyone who's listening and everyone who's not listening. How about that?
And we give thanks for everyone who has listened all
And we are going to be going to break for a moment, but I do want to say that when we get back, we are again, and this time, particularly going to be talking as we wrap up this show. It's, you know, another 15 minutes or so. As we wrap up this show, we're going to focus on what I perceive of, for myself, as being really a main thing that not only myself, but it would be great if most of the sound or healing community or most of the world in general, I was just writing about this morning, could partake in, and that is World Sound Healing Day. And we can talk more about that a little bit, because that's going to be coming up February 14th, which is 2 months away, and it's time to start planning your World Sound Healing Group. Be back really soon.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret, now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hello and welcome back to this, the fabulous Healing Sounds end of the year wrap up. What the heck's happening in the World of Sound Healing show with myself, Jonathan Goldman, and my wife,
Andy Goldman. And it's such a joy, because when you think about it, this is December, and Jonathan, you have done a Healing Sounds radio show every month this entire year, and in fact, for the last 12 years.
Right, we're going on our 13th year starting in January. Wow.
And you have had some of the most marvelous sound healers as guests, and there's just so much information on sound that has been able, through HealthyLife.net, to get out there to the planet. And so I just think it's more of an appreciation show and a thank you show. And thank you to HealthyLife.net and to Jay and Linda. And it's just been a beautiful format, really, for you, Jonathan. And I'm co-host many times, so we love it. And, Jonathan, I would like to, in this last segment, I'd like to open up a discussion with you about a very important event that we do every single year in February. In fact, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and that is World Sound Healing Day. And that is a day where people throughout the planet are able to, with their own self-created sounds, their own voices, send out the awe sound for planetary healing and peace and harmony for our beautiful, beautiful Gaia.
Right. And I just want to suggest to everyone who's listening or whatnot, that it's not too late to begin thinking about creating a World Sound Healing Day group. And what is this? This can be anything from more than 2 to 3 people or 6 people in your living room at any time of the day, basically making sort of any sound. Because I will suggest that we would, if we had our druthers, we'd get everyone in the planet
right,
making an ah sound at exactly noon. New York time, because that was just the time that we initially chose. But the difficulty is that is so New York-centric in terms of time. If you're living in Japan, it's kind of hard. And a lot of people, the ah doesn't work for them. They want to do an om, or they want to do a hum, or they want to hit a crystal ball, or they want to hit a drum. And that's all really good, because as long as you're making a sound any time during that day and you're sending it to our beloved Gaia with an energy of thankfulness and gratitude, you're creating a really a potentialized sound for that we say likes to assist in global harmonization. And as we know, as we progress higher and higher in our quantum evolution, that time and space are not the limitations we thought they were. So anytime during the day, any sound on World Sound Healing Day. Andy.
Well, Jonathan, it's just reminding me of the beautiful formula that you came up with back in the 80s, and that is frequency plus intent equals healing. And so on any day, really, but on World Sound Healing Day, when we are sounding forth with an ah sound, with an om, it is the intention of healing our planet that gets carried on that sound. And And many people throughout the planet, they gather their own groups together. I think normally, as this is our, believe, our 18th year coming up, and hundreds of groups throughout the planet are now really being in the organizational form. One of the things, just as an example, here in Boulder, Jonathan and I do a group with about 100, 200 people, and we have a toning ceremony that lasts for about an hour, mm-hmm. and we set the intention of how our sound can be carried out for healing Mother Earth.
And this is just a metaphor or a model for people to use because, you know, by gosh and by golly, it's lovely. It works for us. We have this wonderful crystal bowl filled with water at the end that we then hand out the water as a thing to drink, and it's been charged with our sacred intentionalized sound, and that's wonderful. But you don't have to do that. Whatever works for you. And here's the big do. I just want to say that a number of people have approached us to do an active videotaping of this event and sending it out through the Internet, and that's a wonderful thing. If you want the Internet, come to HealthyLife.net at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we're doing a special World Sound Healing Day show then. And also go to, if you want the Internet, go to WorldSoundHealingDay.org, and that'll give you all sorts of information on what and how to do it. But I just want to suggest that in terms of, you know, doing a videotape of this thing, it's such a sacred ceremony. That's the whole thing. As soon as you bring cameras in and whatnot, people, the vibrations begin to shift. And I think that's something that we kind of want to keep private, you know?
Well, and Jonathan, many people may not have the opportunity with a community to gather in groups. And even by yourself, you can go to templeofsacredsound.com. And we have three different temples that you can actually go into virtually, and you can tone along. Even if you're by yourself, you'll be toning along with hundreds of other people via this virtual templeofsacredsound.com.
Right. And actually, Andy, there are four. We've added another one, which is the divine name. We've got a temple just dedicated to the divine name, which I didn't have much of a chance to talk about, but that is this wonderful universal sound. We call it the divine name because it's a universal sound that may relate back to some ancient spiritual traditions for sure, but it's also a sound that resonates and vibrates all of your chakras, and it's also a sound that can be a hotline to the divine. So it's a sound also this year. Watch out, the divine name is coming back. It's one that I introduced, figured to be picked up immediately, but you know, sometimes things need some more love and energy to it. And also what's interesting is that I one time did one of my sonic experiments where I had 500 or 600 different sounds of the divine name, and ultimately what you heard was the sound, ah.
And ah is that sound of love. It's that sound that we make when we just feel beauty and love. Ah.
Ah.
Yes.
And as we're wrapping up, I want to say that it is, you know, so please, the World Sound Healing Day show here on HealthyLife.net. If you're on our mailing list, you'll be getting all sorts of World Sound Healing Day information, because it's really my focus, because I believe it is a way. If we work together in cooperation with compassion, then we can overcome the competition and greed that has manifested so heavily and created so many of the different problems on our planet. We created them. We can shift and change them with our light, our love, and our sound.
And Jonathan, I always like to share our beautiful Sarah Sarua Benson's teachings. She was our mentor and our dearest, beloved, beloved friend. And Sarah taught us, and I share this now with our listeners, the true sound of healing is love. And if we can hold that with every sound we make, that is the key.
Indeed, the true sound of healing is love. So keep, as we go into this holiday season and into the new year, keep love and light through sound. Once again, frequency plus intent equals healing. The true sound of healing is love. So if we can sound with love, then we will be healing ourselves, and we will be healing the planet. I like to say we heal the planet, we heal ourselves.
We heal ourselves, and we heal the planet. And Jonathan, I would like to wish everyone happy holidays, happy holy days, and may everyone just be safe and feeling the love of the sounds all around.
And may 2020 be a year of great unity for all of us.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Well, my friends, thank you for being part of the December 11th, 2019 Healing Sound Show with me and my special guest, my beloved wife, Andy. And please have a great new year, and also tune in on January 8th when my guest is going to be with Andy, who's going to be co-hosting, our dear friend James Twyman, who is now doing an off-Broadway St. Francis musical. So what more can we say except I trust that it is going to be most interesting. Have a beloved, blessed new year. Bye-bye now. This is Jonathan Goldman signing off.